This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, it's in the loop right here on your home of the Houston Texans, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Thursday, a thirsty Thursday. Hope that you are having a lovely time. Let us know what's happening with you on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610, where somebody texted in from 832. I think the Texans' loyalty towards players will help Houston become a destination place.
Could.
I think that's what a lot of teams do. Because sometimes you say, like, why are they doing this? It's because a team like the Browns, they can't get nobody because of their destination.
Yeah.
So they gotta overpay people.
Well, they're loyal to Deshaun.
Well, I mean, does that count as loyalty if you handcuffed yourself to him?
I mean, was he gonna go there if it wasn't for that contract?
He ridden them out of the out of the destination.
That's what I'm saying. You they gonna have to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
They'll have to pay people like Jerry Judy all that money.
Yeah.
Man, they ruined it for everybody too.
They did.
Now guaranteed quarterbacks, you'll never see a guaranteed contract, fully guaranteed rather. You're never gonna see that in the NFL. They are gonna fight to the death.
Yep.
But speaking of the NFL though, it feels like one of the things that the NFL desperately tries, like with that salary cap, is to maintain parity in the league. It's utmost importance in the league. And I think there's been kind of conversations around sports that seem to ask whether it is better to have parity or just outright dominance.
Mm-hmm.
As I think we've seen a little bit more in basketball, probably represented the sport of the major ones in America, that you saw more trend towards dominance as opposed to parity.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, baseball as well, without that without that salary cap or anything like that in effect. Now we've added luxury tax that's kind of operated as a little bit softer of a cap of sorts. But do you prefer thy notion of parity or dominance in sports?
I almost feel guilty saying dominance, because parity, I get it. Teams like the Commanders can get a player and they draft, in such a place that they can, churn their fortunes, pretty quickly. And that's always a cool story. But man, I guess it might be an age thing, or maybe you guys fall in the same boat. Like, those days of what, even the hated Cowboys, where you could just I hate them, but I got to see just how freaking dominant this team is, the Lakers back in the day, it's like, God, I hate the Lakers, but whoo, got to watch them,
I was kind of like that with the Patriots, like even towards the end where I'm just like, man, I don't know if I'm going to see a quarterback or a run like this.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to just appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. I think I trend towards dominance, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those things that, what do they say in sports and such, particularly in the media, is like you, hate you, and make them feel something, right?
Yeah.
It feels like when there's a level of dominance, you love it, you hate it, but I think the story is easier to craft. But for me, I think I come to sports, and people come to sports for all sorts of different things, but I tend to come to sports to try and see something incredible, something amazing. And that exists more in the realm of dominance, mm-hmm. right? And Toby on the YouTube says, if we are the dominant ones, I want that. If not, I want parity.
Well, sure.
And I think from an individual sports fan perspective, I think that ends up showing up. But the thing that I kind of dislike about parity in sports is that if you could get dominance along with parity, that would be great. But mm-hmm. it feels like those don't exist easily. And in order to create parity, you have to knock out dominance, right? You mm-hmm. have these salary cap sports where you can't end up with a crazy mass of talent in one place mm-hmm. without doing something really, really shifty, and then end up in a place where we kind of tamp down the ceiling, the high end of what teams can become in order to make it so that this goes further around and that more teams are involved here. But it sounds bad for the teams that end up being put out of that realm of dominance. But I don't think I care that much, man. No, like I want to see the greatness.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just something about, you know, watching a team that does things that no other team can do. Yeah, just something about it. And you know why I think most people, if they were really truthful with themselves, would say that they prefer dominance over parity just, you know, as a rule, is I can, just from my personal example, it's teams that I hated that I liked watching sometimes. Like, I hated the Lakers. I hated the Cowboys.
I still hate the Lakers.
I still couldn't not watch them, you know? And even in baseball, I wasn't like as enthralled with the Yankees, but when they were making their big runs, you had to watch.
Yeah, and I think people going, maybe not right now, but in a couple years, maybe 10, 15 years, people going to have that conversation about the Astros.
I think they are.
They're going to be
I think they are right now.
Right now.
They watch them.
They
watch them.
Yeah, they watch them, but they wanted to see them die.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Well, I wanted to see the Lakers die, but I still watched them.
Yeah, but in 15 years, people going to be telling their kids, like, man, that Astros team, man, they were so good. I couldn't stand them, but they were so good.
Yeah.
They probably should have won more World Series, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I think this answer, it feels like the noble response mm-hmm. is parity, because then you give, you know, there's more teams that are getting a different chance to win. In fact, it feels like leagues have moved towards this, like the NBA continuing to make their CBA more and more, put more and more constraints on teams mm-hmm. to try and move players around. I understand where someone comes from if their answer is parity, though.
Yeah.
Right? Because people get to the place where they're like, man, I'm tired of seeing the same result. Hell, I felt like that with the Patriots. I'm not going to lie. Like, mm-hmm. I did get to that point. But I do think that there's a narrative there that still is just always going to be appealing and enthralling. One of the also tough things, I think, when it comes to parity is that it makes it a whole lot harder to, you know, be right.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things I like. Which, I mean, just being able to parse out what is happening in a league where you don't have, like, or in any sport, if there's not like an elite or a lot of elite teams, just like a lot of teams in the middle, it makes it a little bit tougher to parse out and to, you know, predict and those types of things, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, lack of knowing is appealing to some folks. I don't really love that, honestly. Yeah. I like to have a general idea of what I'm looking at and what I can anticipate coming forward.
I do think that true dominance is probably, and I know I'm saying this as the Chiefs are going for their third, you know, straight Super Bowl, but true dominance, like old school, what, you know, some of the examples that we've given, is really going to be the absolute exception moving forward. You know, Astros were the exception, you know, and part of it is, you know, part of it is free agency. Part of it is, you know, obviously the way they've built the rules in these sports for parity. It's cool when you get a dominant team, but I don't think there's going to be very many of them truly dominant anymore in any sport.
And do you think that ultimately serves as a good or a bad thing for sports? Because I tend to agree with you that mm-hmm. the sports are actively trying to, you know, widen this out, right? And have more of their participants, because these leagues are run by the team owners, right? Yeah. Everybody wants to have an opportunity to get their shine on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're going to lean towards more parity than dominance.
They are, obviously. Yeah.
Do you think that operates as a good thing? Because I think within basketball, in theory, it's like, oh man, you want more parity. You want to know what is happening. You know, you want the Pacers to have an opportunity to be great and all these types of things. And I think what that actually leads to is just kind of a mess of things that people don't really care about really vigorously in the way that you're talking about when you see like a, when you see a great team that you either want to love or hate.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good for the owners. And some fans.
Some cities. Yeah.
And so,
I think it'd be good for some cities too, smaller cities that never won anything before. I think it's a good look. I do think it kind of, I guess, I don't want to say wipe away anything, but like if you asked me who won the 2022 NBA championship, I have no clue. like I don't know. Like it seemed like these smaller teams that win, it's just like, oh, like I forgot about hell, I forgot the Rangers won the World Series last year. It's just little stuff like that. It's you get a lot of one and done teams.
You do. And that's what the owners want. It's good for the owners. I mean, obviously that turns into television dollars and gate dollars and everything else. But as a fan. Man, watching some of these squads was just the Niners back in the day. Oh my goodness. it's just something special about that.
Yeah. I honestly was surprised. I was surprised that we were all ended up in the same place there because it feels like a lot of people tend to go towards parity a lot of times, but seems like we're all in this place where I come to sports to see the incredible. I come to sports to see just something that I feel like I couldn't see anywhere else. Yeah. And that seems to exist within the dominance of sports. But I don't know. That was an ongoing conversation. I was just interested in having the conversation. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into the question of the day, where Nick Caserio made a little bit of an admission when it comes to this game that's coming up between the Texans and the Cowboys. He used to be a Cowboys fan when he was younger. What's the most embarrassing thing that you liked as a kid? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.